What'd you guys get?
More candy corn.
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, do we have a gobstopper sighting?
No, I was agreeing. I got candy corn. I'm just excited to be here.
I do have to admit, the uneven layers of food coloring are mesmerizing.
That reminds me, our last conversation has been stuck in my head. I think there's another layer to it. O'Brien brought up the idea that becoming someone else had a sort of power to it, which was a core tenet of Halloween, but that doesn't really answer the question. Namely, what do we have power over?
Well, I would say ourselves. To see the world differently and escape our own minds for a while.
And what's the root feeling of the need to escape?
Fear. Oh! That's very Halloween-y!
Isn't it? See, every inflatable skeleton and plastic tombstone that says it's fall, y'all, is a representation of our fears, even if we no longer consciously recognize it.
That must be why I love kicking over lawn ornaments. Subconscious fear conquering.
So if the spirit of Halloween is fading away, you're saying that as a species, we've conquered fear?
No, we haven't conquered fear. No, good point. But maybe we don't place our fears in the supernatural as much? When was the last time you worried about a witch turning your arms into snakes?
The late 90s. Tops.
How old are you?
Trick or treat!